Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. It was Aristotle who originally noticed that all cardinal virtue involves balance. Virtus stat media. Virtue stands in the middle. Each cardinal virtue lies at a midway point between too much and too little. You can eat too much, or you can eat too little. You can be too careful about money, and you can be too reckless about money. And virtue is where you find the balance. It's interesting, too, that if you have a vice, it means you haven't found the balance. But it also means you have no sympathy for people with the opposite vice. For instance, a lazy person and a workaholic have no sympathy for each other. Take another example. Dante imagined the misers and the reckless spenders in the same part of hell, and he pictured them slamming into each other over and over, with the misers yelling, "Why waste?" and the overspenders yelling, "Why hoard?" All of this to say, if you want the virtue of temperance, you should be able to appreciate the good things in life, but not let the desire for them get out of control. Which means we have to resist two extremes, that of intemperance and insensibility. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Intemperance just means you don't have any self-control, and you let your desires for lesser things ruin your chance at greater things. It's where you stay up all night watching shows or checking social media or playing some game on your phone, and because you can't resist your urge for entertainment at night, you spoil your chances the next day for prayer and being productive, peaceful, and grateful. It's where you can't resist your urge to drink, so you ruin your family and work and health. It's where you can't resist your urge to spread a piece of gossip, so you spoil your relationship both with the person you're gossiping about and with the person you're gossiping to. So the main way to fight intemperance is to remember the greater good that you're foolishly sacrificing for some trivial passing pleasure. On a highway in Louisiana, and there were a fair number of casinos and strip clubs along the way, and then, thank God, someone had put up a billboard in response to those casinos and strip clubs, and on the billboard was the silhouette of a man with his wife and his kids, and the sign said very simply, "You could lose this." That's what you have to do when you're tempted. Remember the greater good that you don't want to put at risk. Your relationship with God and heaven, as well as the love and peace and the consolation of having done right by the people who depend upon you. Intemperance, a lack of self-control, will take all those away from you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Not only does intemperance spoil all the best things in life, it even spoils your pleasure in the lesser good you're being intemperate about. What do we mean by this? Well, simply, addiction ruins appreciation. The mark of addiction, whether to sex or alcohol or gambling or exercise or work or whatever it is, you no longer take pleasure in the thing you're addicted to. The addict works or drinks or exercises or looks at pornography to get relief from his craving, not to peacefully enjoy the good. There's a tragic story in the Old Testament about a man named Amnon, who had an intemperate desire for a woman named Tamar. Amnon, instead of trying to temper his desire, attacked Tamar in order to gratify his lust. But as soon as he gave in to his desire, the scripture says something uncomfortably familiar to those of us who have been intemperate. Once Amnon has done this hideous thing, this thing that has spoiled his life and the woman's life, and has cost him his place in society, and has sacrificed her dignity and his self-respect, the moment after Amnon has sacrificed all these greater goods in pursuit of his selfish and passing pleasure with poor Tamar, the Bible says, then Amnon conceived a hatred of her that was greater than the love with which he had loved her. His attraction had turned to revulsion, his desire turned to aversion, and his longing turned to disgust. In other words, intemperance doesn't just destroy the greatest goods in life, it even takes away from us the lesser pleasures we sacrificed everything else to get. No wonder our Lord, when he was speaking of sinners, said, those who have not will lose even the little they have, because intemperance ruins absolutely everything. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So intemperance, a lack of self-control, is one extreme to be avoided, but the other extreme is what Thomas Aquinas calls the vice of insensibility. This is where you don't have a normal or healthy appreciation for the good things of life, and that's not right either. Because God made the world a good place, full of good things. To not appreciate them is to fail to recognize God's incredible gifts. You're not temperate. You don't have the virtue of temperance if you don't enjoy anything. If you go around saying, I don't like this and I don't like that all the time, you've got a real problem, and you need to better discipline yourself in slowing down and taking the time and putting in the work of recognizing the goodness all around us. To be temperate, to moderate our desires and our loves, presupposes that we have some love for things to start with, doesn't it? Being loveless isn't a virtue. It's a vice that we need to get over by truly taking delight in the good things that God has placed in our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every meditation should end with a concrete, practical resolution. So, where specifically are we controlled by our desires for too much work, too much exercise? Do we try to assuage fears or pain or the feeling of being overwhelmed by food or alcohol? Or maybe it's too much time in entertainment or news or sports or YouTube. And on the other side of the extreme, where have we failed to really appreciate and delight in the good things of life and thank God for them? Can we slow down enough to really delight in the gift of our work or the gift of the people in front of us? Or to slow down and really appreciate the meal or the drink you're having or the things you're learning or to go out into nature and experience the beauty? Identify where maybe you've been in one extreme or the other, and then let's make a practical resolution to work on it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, I just want to remind everyone that we have an awesome pilgrimage to France planned for this fall, October 23rd to November 2nd. We're going to the tomb of Thomas Aquinas in Toulouse, and then we're going to Lourdes, and then the birthplace of the Rosary, and to the place where Mary Magdalene is buried, just north of Marseille. And then up to the wonderful city of Lyon, the culinary capital of France, where we can immerse ourselves in great lives like Irenaeus and the martyrs of Lyon and Blessed Pauline Jericho and the Curé of Ars and the Sacred Heart of Jesus apparitions. So come with us. Join us. All you have to do is go to schooloffaith.com and click on Pilgrimages. So, Teresa, what was your resolution from this meditation on the two extremes of temperance? I think I know what mine is.
Well, I'm curious about yours first, then.
Well, you know me, that no matter what I do everything too much. Whatever I do, I take it to the extreme. I can be a hard-driving perfectionist who works too much.
Yeah.
And I need to temper that. I need to, instead of going 150%, I need to back it down.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep falling back into that temptation, that old habit of mine. And yeah. I always
have... As soon as you make time, you gotta fill it.
Yeah. And I want to fill it with good things, but a friend who told me a great story that helped me. You don't care about baseball. And you were too young for this anyway, but there's this Hall of Fame pitcher. His nickname was the Big Unit, Randy Johnson. I think he was like 6'10". That's why they called him the Big Unit.
Wow.
Imagine a guy 6'10 throwing a baseball at you.
Oh my gosh.
And he could throw really hard. He could throw well over 100 miles an hour, mm-hmm. but he was a little wild. So another Hall of Fame pitcher, Nolan Ryan, came to him and said, if you learn to back it down, don't throw as hard.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still be throwing hard enough and you'll be more accurate.
Yeah.
So he had to cut it down to like, threw it about 80%.
Uh-huh.
I need to learn to live at about 80%.
Yes,
instead
absolutely.
Of 150%. And this is where I need to work on temperance.
I agree with that. That's a good resolution.
How about you?
Obviously, my big struggle has always been just media in general, or watching too much. There's so much content out there, and whether it's YouTube or a TV show or something, I feel like most people in my generation have a tendency to, once they get home, they want to unwind by watching something. But I feel like, so part of what I was reflecting on in this meditation was just the nature of addiction. And one of the things, I was recently discussing this with a friend, what makes an alcoholic, and it's certain things like choosing that over spending time with others, or choosing, what was the word? That when you're addicted to something, it directly impacts your relationships, and your relationships have suffered directly because of the thing that you're addicted to. And I feel like that's a huge part of media addiction right now,
where a
lot of people can't participate directly with people, but can only be doing something else. Or in my case, I feel like, and this is my favorite part of this meditation, talking about addiction ruins appreciation. I think when I just get into this rut of watching pretty mindless stuff, I don't have the appreciation or even the time for the things that are really worthwhile, the really good art that I really care about. And it makes it harder to appreciate other people around me, things like that, because you just get this kind of brain fog. It's like a chronic brain fog that comes from
entertainment,
being addicted to that sort of thing, just because it's so easy that your brain doesn't have to work. So the moment your brain has to work, you're like,
Yeah, this is the thing that struck me in the last couple of years, that it takes work to cultivate, it takes discipline to cultivate an appreciation for good things. It takes work.
Mm-hmm.
But once you cultivate that, then you really get the joy from it.
Yeah. But most addictions are a crutch that keep you from putting that work in.
Yeah.
And dealing with that discomfort.
And they keep you from, ultimately, mm-hmm. from the real joy.
Whether that's alcohol, in which you're, in order to hang out with any of your friends, you have to be drinking. Or in order to socialize, in order to meet people, you've got to be entirely drunk. In which case, you're not really socializing or meeting people. You're just you're just kind of there. But it's very similar with most other addictions, that you feel like you need it in order to do anything.
Yeah. Then you're a slave. You're not free. And it dulls your ability to enter into reality, the goodness of reality.
Yeah.
That's a good point. The more you and I talk about this outside of these rosary conversations about addiction ruins appreciation. Mm-hmm. This is really coming to the forefront of my mind as well, because there's a line that it's true, we were made for delight, not for sorrow. We were made for delight. God wants us to be able to delight at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
But that means we have to be able to appreciate the good things.
Yeah, we have to be in the moment to appreciate it.
Yeah,
we can't just escape it. But my simple resolution just being, when I feel that draw for something really easy, even just choosing something slightly more difficult is always a good choice.
Yeah.
Like we said in our last conversation about, choose a book or choose something that's a little bit more active or present. That, because at the very least, if I'm scrolling on YouTube, none of the content is actually worth repeating or thinking about. I don't even care about the content. It's just in front of my face. But if I'm choosing a really interesting movie or a really good book or to go create something, it gives me something I can actually then share with others and talk about.
I have picked up two books recently instead of picking up my phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have forgotten how amazing the book on John Paul II by George Weigel,
Witness to Hope. Is that the one I read?
It's huge. It's this thick.
Oh, I haven't read that one.
it's amazing.
Yeah.
And simultaneously, I'm reading this biography on Father Jerzy Papiuszko, the Polish martyr connected with the Solidarity movement in Poland. These two books are fantastic, and it's so much more satisfying than just looking at the news or sports or YouTube.
Yeah. And again, if you're struggling to make conversation with people in your daily life or find things to talk about, spend your free time with things that are worth talking about.
You know, this is a whole nother conversation we need to have. We need to remind ourselves of this. But if you really want good friendships, you have to cultivate doing good things so that you have good things to talk about.
Yeah, it's why book clubs are so good, because you all read something and then come back together and discuss it. But you can live your daily life like that without the study, essentially. As in, you don't have to all be reading the same book. But when you have a group of people that are all being very active in their lives and who they're becoming, then you have a lot to talk about. And it's a really good motivator that, no, I'm not really reading anything good right now. I should check myself there, and I should find something so that I can answer this question well next time.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Good point. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.